America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo. Last week, we had Jay Moore on the program. We were talking about his comedy album, Happy and a Lot, and how if you buy the album now, it goes to support the great work of Right Girl. Well, Jay was supposed to give us 10 minutes. He gave us a half hour, and we had a great time with him. We were only able to use a portion of the interview in last week's show because we had other guests and other stuff going on. So here we go. Part two, our conversation with comedian Jay Moore.
Things are going well for you. I mean, look at this. You got the album. You got the radio thing going. You're on. You've done everything. TV, video games, yeah. Animation, films. You're one of those guys. You just kind of like pop out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, Jay Moore's in that. I just thought about some movie I saw like years ago. What was that movie you did with Christina Applegate? It was like some mafia takeoff thing.
Underrated. It was called Mafia.
Was it Lloyd Bridges in that?
Lloyd Bridges' last movie.
Wow.
And it was Christina Applegate. I was basically like Al Pacino.
Right.
It was, you know, it's the guys, it's Jim Abrams that wrote and directed Airplane and all that stuff.
What did
and,
you?
What, honey?
Oh, no, nothing. Keep going. You're doing good.
No, you had a question. I would love to answer it.
I did because I'm a nerd and I wanted to ask you about the video games.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of voices for that. But real quick about Mafia. Underrated movie, very funny. And if you do smoke pot, which I don't, for the last 10 years, because I have a child, of course.
Of course.
You smoke
pot
with a child. It only takes one time to realize it's a terrible idea. I keep running into the nursery to make sure he's still breathing. I'm not enjoying it at all.
On
the baby monitor, you're picking up
okay?
like North Vietnamese chatter. You don't know what's happening.
Charlie's in the nursery.
Mafia was the only movie I ever auditioned for that they gave me at the audition.
Really?
Ever.
Interesting.
That's got to be really cool.
It's incredible.
Oh, my God. Because I've done a couple of films, and you walk in, and, you know, you read, and you walk out, and you think, oh, I screwed that whole thing up. I never got it. And, you know, you never hear from them, and it's like your self-esteem takes a one-way trip to the dumper, as always.
Right.
But to be able to be handed the role on the spot, wow, that's exceptional.
I'm going to get to Christina's video game question, but you know what I do after every audition is when I walk out of the building, I put the trash in the garbage at their building. And I'm done with it. I try to never... Because you make yourself crazy, Ed. You know that.
I know. And you start second-guessing. It's, oh, my God, if I only did this or if I only said that...
Your confidence level goes way
it
down.
It sucks.
Yeah.
How about you call your agent and go, hey, did they ever call you about that movie? Like, your agent wouldn't call you first.
Exactly.
Right.
I know. And that's the biggest trap everybody falls in.
Movie. It slipped my mind.
And you call them like 5 minutes later, thinking that they're going to call them in like 5 minutes. Dorothy, did they call?
Sounds
and of
like
course
torture.
They didn't call.
What did they think? What did they think? Did they like me?
Right, exactly.
And you're looking for some type
video
of like...
game voices.
Yes, the video game
Christina,
question, the world awaits.
Which is, it's a neat way to have just this ancillary income, and it comes out of nowhere. You'll just get an email saying, like today... It's not a video game, but I'm doing a voice for the cartoon BoJack.
Okay.
What all the hip kids are doing now. And I had to get a voiceover agent to do it properly. And my friend John DiMaggio, who does the voice of Bender the Robot on Futurama and Jake the Dog on Adventure Time, he goes, just use my guy. It was like the easiest thing in the world. So then every once in a while they go, hey, Saints Row. Will you come in and do this voice? And you go, yeah. And they always schedule about 4 hours, Christina, because apparently actors and comedians are morons.
Really?
I seem to be out of there in 20 minutes every single time.
Interesting.
Look at you.
Okay.
One take, Jay Moore, and
he's
gone.
You're a pro.
And you super serve them, and then that's why they keep calling you back. So that's the way you do it.
I want to do this.
That's some easy living.
Oh.
I want to be voiceovers on a video
game. You won't even believe me.
What's your dream voiceover gig?
The conductor... And Thomas the Tank Engine.
Really?
George Carlin.
I was just going to say that, and I knew that's where you were going, because I know you're a big Carlin guy, because he did that. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, in one of his specials, he was given advice about something, and he goes, and remember, this is your conductor speaking. And, like, me and my wife are the only ones that got it. And plus, if you have children, that's crazy. A lot, like William H. Macy is the man in the yellow hat on Curious George.
Curious George.
And Greg Proops. My second favorite podcast behind mine, More Stories. Free apps. Just put it on your phone right now. MOHR Stories. It's free. I don't know. Maybe you don't want to hear me interview Charlie Sheen or Jay Leno or Rufus Wainwright or Duff McKagan or Bootsy Collins. Whatevs.
Look at you sneaking
Whatevs.
That in. I love that.
W-E.
And he's on Bob the Builder.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I mean, and you can pick up some serious
and
coin by doing that, too.
I'm into it.
Oh, she's so into it.
I'm so into this right now.
And I'm Christina.
And you don't know how many times we had to rehearse that damn thing when we first started the show make it sound good.
Oh, my God. He's whipping everything.
How about we know the title of her book, .. and I'm Christine.
That's right. See, that is the autobiography that's coming
know,
one day.
I always said that if I ever became famous and was able to purchase a boat, that the boat's name would be in 3, 2, 1. Because it's a radio thing.
Look at you.
But now I think
naming
it should be ..
I'm Christina. Than naming a child by far.
Of course it is. Because you know what? Everybody's going to see the name of that boat every time they look at it. They look at your kid. They don't know what the kid's name is. They don't care. But they look at the back of that boat.
Right.
And it's right. Tony Soprano had the Stugats, but it was perfect.
Stugats. Shiminud.
All that stuff.
My dad bought a boat like 15 years, 20 years ago. I moved out of the house. I'm in Manhattan. Also, my dad got like this yacht. And he names it Iva Jean, my mother's name. And I go, you thought that was the best choice? And he pulls me aside. He goes, that was the only choice.
Uh-huh.
And I go,
smart man.
Buying a yacht. Is this why we never went on vacation ever as children? Because you had all this money squirreled away for this dumb boat?
Everybody else, every other kid's been to Disney World 9 times, but you're zipping around Barney and Bing on the same damn boat every day.
So you're familiar with LBI?
Of course he is.
Yeah,
LBI is like my home away from home.
We don't get day drunk in Bayville or Tom's River. We save it for the nighttime. LBI is day drunk. It's like Florida of New Jersey.
Right. That's right.
It's the best place ever.
He's a Jersey guy.
I love LBI.
You grew up in Verona, right? Is that where you're from?
07, 044. Now I'm in the Palisades, Will Rogers Beach. Lifeguard stand number 8.
Very nice.
That's my spot.
Very cool.
If you want to come by and check me out in my towel, that's where I'll be.
I think we'll be doing that. And after we go to the steam room, of course. So we want to help out Right Girl. So we need everybody listening to go order Happy and a Lot. Go to jmoore.com. Like he said, you can order it. I tell you what, it makes a great gift. If you know somebody who's married, long-term relationship, if you just like to laugh. One more thing I got to bring up before we go. Another reason why I felt a kinship with you. My wife cannot get away from this damn House Hunters International show. And you talk about this. Oh, my God. I mean, and now there's this new one that's driving me up the wall. Tiny House Nation or something.
What is that?
My wife loves that.
Oh, my God.
You buy like a 30 by 30 foot house.
It's a shed.
And a walkway. You got to like unfold.
Right.
Like a
Come
wall.
On.
You know what it is, Christina?
What?
It's absurd and ridiculous.
Exactly.
No
that's what I was thinking.
Whatsoever. Because your wife eventually looks at you and goes, we could get one of these for this cheap, and we could put it up in Topanga Canyon. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
I was going to say for college, but I don't know. If you want a mobile little tiny house, that'd be good, too. Are we making cookies? What are you talking about?
The oven is a toaster oven.
They always say the same thing.
They say the same thing.
You walk in, and if it's a big space, Christina, they always go, ooh, this would be an excellent area for entertaining.
Yeah. For entertaining who?
Like, what are you, like medieval king?
Yourself.
After the joust. Have everyone washed and sent to my tent. We'll begin entertaining.
It's always like foul people. The guy's got a vest, no shirt on underneath. His nipples are peeking
right.
out. Like, are we on television?
Yeah. Who's
like,
coming
they're
over?
They do a lot of entertaining, those two. And they always go, this would be a good place to have my wine. Apparently, you have to be an alcoholic to buy a house on television.
Who greenlights this stuff, though,
I don't
too?
Know.
I mean, obviously,
well,
Nikki's
you know
home watching this
Same
stuff. My
that
wife's
turn
home.
Down the shows that I go in and pitch, you know?
Yeah.
I pitch, like, quality television.
Right.
Like, celebrity slapped my father's neck for buying a yacht. But you know what? Apparently not a lot of celebrities
I'd watch
let
it.
Other people slap their father on the neck.
Tell you what. Let's get together, do that project. We start this whole thing. We get a production company going.
And I could be the voice that says, I'm Christina in the
and
beginning.
And that's it.
And
that'll just be the beginning of every episode of every damn show we produce. I'm Christina.
All right.
And everybody
in
knows.
Closing, listen to this. Here's the crescendo. We're rounding third.
Go ahead.
Here's home plate. Ready?
Yes.
Picture me
in
a bustier.
Really?
Eyeshadow. Ed handing me a towel.
Oh, yeah.
And right at the bottom it says, and I'm Christina.
Oh, my God.
And I'm Christina.
I love that.
My first 10 years in Hollywood.
I think it just moved, Jay.
People would watch that, though.
There you go.
Move
you know
the
what?
Needle, my man. Don't forget to hit those posts.
Sundays at 10 on TLC. Anyway. All right. So we got to help Jay out.
We
got to help.
In the Learning Channel, we're not dwarves.
The Learning Channel. We've strayed so far away from
it. I got a whole bit about that.
Oh,
don't
my
even
God.
Get me started. Little people love to make chocolate.
They sure do.
People above 3 feet like to eat chalk and bleach. People below 4 feet like to make chocolate and be on television.
Yes, and once you hit 900 pounds, you got yourself another show as well.
It's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious. Yeah.
My wife
crazy
had a great
TV.
Joke about my 600-pound life.
Yeah.
She said, shouldn't there be a question mark? Shouldn't the title be my 600-pound life?
Yeah, right, really? Life? With a question
life.
Mark
really?
At the end.
Wow.
It's a life?
It's really that's a life?
When you're just ahead. Embedded on Jabba the Hutt's body.
And you're in bed all day watching Maury Povich. That's your life.
Like, you are not
right.
The father.
I don't know why I said that last sentence. A Colin Quinn by accident. All right. You want me to do it?
All right. Well,
and I'm Christina on the Vanity Fair cover. It's good. All right. Don't make a big deal out of it.
I tell you what.
Come buy the album.
This is the best. This is the best guest we've ever had on. And I'm not kidding around. You are the best guest. We've been doing this show for a year. I mean, you were just, I mean, better than anybody we've ever had on this show.
You're really awesome.
You had Carolla on. He's great.
All right, you and Adam, the two best we had on.
There you go.
I love you.
All right, we love you. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
Don't you know who I am?
.. I'm Christina Staffo in the book that'll be available on BarnesandNoble.com pretty soon. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.